You're listening to SBS News.
The match between current FIFA Women's World Cup holders the United States and the host nation France was expected to be a highlight of the tournament. In sweltering conditions at Parc des Princes Stadium before a crowd of 45,500 people, the hosts struggled before half-time after the United States co-captain Megan Rapinoe scored from a free kick in the opening minutes of the game.
Well, that's not the start that the French wanted. Bit of a jammy goal in the end, but she's hit it with some pace and power. And it was an awkward one to defend off the back of Mbok Bati pulling down Alex Morgan. Look at this pace. There's so much happening in the box that Buhari can't see it. But it doesn't touch a soul. Goes through Henri's legs, actually. And this is the start that the USA wanted. That scoreboard pressure that we've often talked about.
Although the French side maintained 60% of possession throughout the game and appeared in control, with the Americans looking distinctly ill at ease at times, the home side was unable to get the ball in the back of the net. One frustrated fan tweeted that the French couldn't find the water if they fell out of a boat. In the second half, Megan Rapinoe did it again, powering the ball home after receiving it from a Tobin Heath header.
Heath looks onside. The cutback is good. And a chance here for the second. And it's Megan Rapinoe with her fifth goal of this FIFA Women's World Cup. And a goal that may send the United States to the semi-finals.
The French fans, outnumbering the visitors by 3-1, roared at every move their team made. And with just 9 minutes to go, hope was restored.
Free kick of Majri or the in-swinger of Tino. And craving the left footer. No, it's the right. Floated in by Tino. Ritter! Pulls a goal back for France. With her fourth goal of this FIFA Women's World Cup, Wendy Ritter lifts the roof off the Parc des Princes.
France desperately sought the equaliser, but it was too late and the host nation was out. The US was once again through to the semi-finals. French coach Corinne Diacre admits her team failed when it came to delivery.
Look, when you lose a match, that shows that you ultimately didn't do what you needed to do in the final third when it comes to finishing. I think our game worked perfectly. But with regards to the way we used the ball, we weren't clinical enough when it came to our finishing, and we didn't make the right decision. And I think technically we made some mistakes as well. We weren't neat and tidy enough.
Megan Rapinoe concedes that the French team beat them when it came to possession of the ball, but says the American secret weapon was a strong defensive team, which she says played better than she'd ever seen them play before.
You have to give it up to the French team. I think they outplayed us for sure with the ball today, but we were so good defensively, so strong. We hit them where it hurt. We took our chances. This team, yeah, just unreal, unreal amount of heart.
One of those defenders, Crystal Dunn, says an early goal is a game plan that works for their team.
I think scoring early is obviously always amazing. It's definitely doesn't determine that you're going to win the game. But, you know, for us, we like to start fast. We like to, you know, figure teams out early and hope for, you know, an early goal each game.
Rapinoe was embroiled in an off-field controversy this week after she was reprimanded by President Donald Trump, who told her she should not disrespect her country when she said she wouldn't visit the White House if they won the World Cup. The president said Rapinoe should win before she talks. US coach Jill Ellis says the row obviously hasn't put the player off her stride, and if anything, it spurred her on.
I would just kind of point to the performance tonight and say, you know, again, I say, if anything, this stuff just, I say, bounces off her. I think it even pushes her forward.
SBS commentator Craig Foster points out that the Americans are the only non-European team that's remaining in the competition. He says that's a testament to their commitment to winning.
They are strong personalities. They are confident in themselves, and they know they are there to win, and they want everyone around their group contributing to that level, and they hold everyone accountable to that, and I think that's very impressive.
So the USA goes through to the semi-finals, where they will face England, a team also brimming with confidence. Megan Rapinoe says any team should feel like that at this stage of the game, but she acknowledges England will be a tough team to beat.
If you're at this stage in the tournament and you're not trying to win the World Cup, I don't know what the hell you're doing here. I think every team should feel like that. Every team who qualified for the World Cup should feel like that. Certainly one of the biggest teams in the game. They're in great form right now. They had a totally dominating performance. they should absolutely feel confident. We love a good bit of confidence in America, don't we?
The US meet England in the semi-finals in Lyon on Tuesday. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.